Unit 40.
Europe on the Cheap. The first Frommer's travel guide was called Europe on $5 a day. I'm afraid that this is no longer feasible, but visiting Europe on the cheap is still possible. You can live like a gypsy and still marvel at the glamour of Europe for free.
The canals of Venice, the broad boulevards of Paris, the distinctive architecture, and the antique churches make Europe beautiful.
Every European city still displays parts of its medieval past and lines its streets with beautiful marble and bronze artwork. Don't buy tickets to see famous sites, just roam. The biggest problem for budget travelers is finding cheap accommodations and food, so they must use some ingenuity. On my last trip to Germany, I rented a student dormitory for 2 weeks. If you want to travel around, you can consider sleeping on the train. One time I slept in the aisle of a train, it was the only place where I could get horizontal. As for food, the cuisine of Europe is justly famous, but for the poor, it's out of reach.
Still, you can survive on caffeine and packets of oatmeal, often available for free at youth hostels, or just stop into the local taverns where you can meet people.
In the end, having a cheap and enjoyable European vacation is just a matter of attitude.
Vocabulary.
Feasible.
Driving across Canada in only 6 days is feasible, but not wise.
Gypsy.
The man traveled from town to town like a gypsy.
Marvel.
Tammy always marvels at how beautiful the eastern coast is.
Glamour.
Katie loved the glamour of being a movie star, but hated not having any privacy.
Boulevard.
Trees line the boulevard, offering shade and scenery to those on the road.
Distinctive.
Arnold uses fresh fruit and Indian spices to create his distinctive curry chicken.
Antique.
Helen collects antiques. She especially likes antique furniture.
Medieval.
The Louvre goes back to medieval times, when its first buildings were part of a castle.
Bronze.
Mark won a bronze medal in the Olympics.
Ingenuity.
With ingenuity and hard work, the students made a beautiful set for their play.
Dormitory.
The university has a dormitory large enough for 2,000 students.
Aisle.
The stewardess came down the aisle offering everyone drinks.
Horizontal.
Ron drew a horizontal line across the sheet of paper.
Cuisine.
The hotel's restaurant serves both Western and Chinese cuisines.
Caffeine.
Caffeine keeps me awake at night, so I only drink water in the late evening.
Packet.
Instant noodles often come with a separate packet of spices.
Oatmeal.
Justin ate oatmeal with brown sugar for breakfast.
Hostel.
Each of the hostel's rooms has 4 beds.
Tavern.
Next to the hotel was a small tavern that served a delicious dinner.